education is always on the minds as part of the what I call the three pillars of importance for your provincial government. To me, that's infrastructure, healthcare, and education. And joining us on the line right now is Stephen Lucci. He is the newly minted Minister of Education. Good morning, Minister.
Lauren, good to be with you. Good morning, Quinty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, we're halfway through the summer. I had a grade eight student complain to me about that just the other day. And as I said, and I think you would agree, that education is key. I mean, if we're going to have a successful province and country, it starts with education.
I absolutely agree. I think from an economic imperative, we've got to make sure that our young kids have the skills, the resources, but ultimately a curriculum to lead them to good-paying jobs. I always, I always really believe, and I've been saying this since the first day of my appointment, the metric of success for me as minister and for this government, for the premier, it's not just the attainment of knowledge for these young people. It's the application of knowledge into the workforce. And I think when you've got twice the youth unemployment rate plaguing the province and the country, one that we've inherited, I think we've got to be honest with each other that we've got to do more to give young people monetizable skills, actual competencies that they can, with confidence, get into the workforce and ultimately help them compete in an increasingly global marketplace. So we're putting an emphasis on those skills from financial literacy to STEM, and we're also making sure that those transferable skills and technological fluidity, having the soft skills, communication, interdisciplinary, these are all fundamental parts of being an active citizen and an effective contributor to our society and economy. And that's the education system we're helping to build in the province.
How do you make sure the people within the education system, the teachers, the teacher assistants, the principals and superintendents are at that same level of technical education? So I guess the best example, if somebody's been teaching for 35 years, has a flip phone still, but the kids are way ahead of them. How do we ensure that the educators are educated?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got some of the best educators in the world. I'm very proud of them. Many members of my family are educators. So, I give tons of shout out to them because I know that in their heart, they're doing this because they have a love of teaching and they love their kids overwhelmingly. And what I'd say is the answer to that, as the answer to any development in profession, is to be investing in training, to actually believe in professional development. And we put $200 million on the table, new money announced by the premier and the government, to enable and to incentivize educators to get better education in the areas of math, for example. Mm-hmm. But a math strategy, five-year, $200 million plan, a part of it is allocating money so that we can help strengthen our educators in the classrooms. They could be better trainers, when it comes to math skills. We know that math is a challenge for many young people. We've had some consecutive failures in the EKO testing in grade six. We've got to do better. And I'm never going to defend the status quo. I expect better for the young people of the province, and I want to see our educators continue to rise to the challenge and seek that development which we're offering on the table, and I know it's going to help.
You mentioned financial literacy. We've spoken about this on the show for years. The idea that we actually teach kids what a mortgage is, what RSPs are, how to save, how to work with your money in the real world, this was announced last year, and I think this is going to be a great thing going forward.
It was one of the first announcements I made as minister. I updated the careers course, the compulsory grade 10 careers course. The young folks may know the expression a bird course. It was the ultimate bird course in the province of Ontario. And so we strengthened it. We totally revamped it. We put a major emphasis on financial literacy, but also on things that actually going to help young people when they exit education. So one thing, you got to do this in order to pass the course, in order to graduate, is you got to build a personal budget for the year after high school. These are life skills. This is, practical learning that I think a lot of educators and parents want to see more of. And the more young people I speak to, particularly in high school, they say, I'm learning all these abstractions. I want to learn less maybe theory and more, application I can apply. And I've been talking to folks like Dale Cramp, Todd Smith, members in the region. And I'll tell you, they've been calling on government to do this for many, many years. And it's regrettable that it took 15 years of the former government see any modest movement on this, but we have strengthened this. We've made this a clear core competency, and we've mandated in the curriculum so that every child, no matter where they live, urban and rural, north, south, east, and west, they're going to have that curriculum. They're going to have that education.
And this is going to be across the country, though, right? Like you're working on this to be something that every student gets to learn across the country.
Indeed, I mean, on the financial literacy side, we've mandated that across the province. With respect to the nation, one area that you and I know you've talked about this for many, many years, is on the skilled trades, which has a great interconnection between that and financial literacy. Those are all skills that are going to help people get jobs. But the bottom line is we have a major skills gap in the country. We have this bizarre paradox of jobs without people and people without jobs. And by 2021, 1 in 5 jobs are going to be in the skilled trades. And I'm asking and I'm calling on every province in the Federation to work with Ontario to make skilled trades a major economic focus. And I was up in Victoria last week for not even 30 hours, in and out, and I went there with one mission, meeting with all the other ministers of education in the country. And I put on the radar and I put on the agenda successfully. And skilled trades will be a national focus next year at our conference, which is a big win for Ontario because we know that we're have a huge productivity and competitiveness loss unless we actually start to focus on this stuff.
We don't
have enough people in the trades, and so we're going to focus on it and destigmatize the good dignified jobs that exist in the sector.
Well, we have an amazing skilled trade center here at Loyalist College, and you're exactly right. These are good paying jobs, and that idea that, I need to go to university. Why would I go into skilled trades? And I say, ask a master plumber or master carpenter. Yeah. As they're pulling their beautiful boat out of their driveway, why wouldn't you do this?
They're all entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
These are good paying jobs. And if I could just say something else, Lauren, it's not just men in the trades. We're seeing a lot of women enter the trades.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurial people who want to make a difference. And I want to see more men and women, more people of various experiences entering the sector because you can make great money. You are an entrepreneur. You get to set your pace and you get to use your greatest skills. And so I think it is a win-win for the economy, for individuals, and I want to see more people in it because they're dignified, high-paying jobs. We create the conditions for almost 200,000 jobs in the province. And I think when you ask yourself, what are we doing? What are we doing to create that incentive for jobs growth? We're cutting tax. We're making hydro rates affordable. We're reducing red tape. We're making regulations less burdensome. We're trying to support small business and get off the backs of entrepreneurs and self-employed people in the province who work so hard and increasingly take home less.
Okay, Stephen.
Liberal taxation, so we got to do better.
Okay, I want to get to two quick things because I know you got to go in a sec. First of all, the new health and physical education curriculum gets underway in September. Do you? I think you've made some pretty good changes in it. Do you think you're going to face any controversy?
You know what? We're going to make sure that we unveil the physical health education curriculum soon. Obviously, it's going to be reflective of the inclusion and the respect that all children deserve in the province. Major wins on mental health, major wins on concussion. Knowledge, major wins when it comes to things like cyberbullying and human trafficking. Today is an international day about human trafficking awareness. And the fact is, Ontario will be leaders in this area. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud that we are going to help destigmatize mental health challenges that affect so many people in the province. And we're going to do it in the classroom through our education curriculum. And I think it's going to be an inclusive document that all Ontarians will be proud of.
And finally, obviously, we know there's discussion on a potential work stoppage. I imagine that there's negotiations going on between the province and the teachers, various teachers' unions. Anything to update there? The last thing I think the government wants is kids not to go back to school.
Yeah, we want to see children in the classroom, period. Obviously, my mission is to make sure that every child in the province is in their classroom, which they will be in September, having a positive experience, good learning environment. And look, the bottom line is I've been working with with unions in the province. I called them all on the first day of my ministry. I met them all in the second and third week of my ministry. I'm doing that because I'm trying to negotiate in good faith and show them, their members, and obviously the broader public, that I want a deal. And I'm prepared to do whatever the heck it takes. I'll work all night, every single day, to land a deal so the parents get the predictability they deserve. That is what leadership is about. And I'm calling on everyone. I heard some reports of some internal squabbling between the trustees and the unions. We need to rise above the challenge. Put the children of the province first, land a deal, get that predictability, and let's get focused on educating our young people and inspiring them to enter the workforce.
Ontario Minister of Education, Stephen Lucci, thank you so much for the time today. I couldn't agree more on your last comment there. It should be about the kids. That's what it has to be about.
Amen. Lauren, it's a pleasure. Hopefully I'll get to meet you in person in the studio.